is good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Friday, October 26, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Don't forget my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. Got an article I'm going to go into a little bit here today by Lee Rogers. The House passes the thought crime prevention bill. I'll have this posted on my website later so you can read it. I'm not going to read the whole article to you. I've got Jim Kerwin coming up after the break. He sent me a whole ton of emails. He has a new article, I believe, that he just wrote. Don't even know what it's about. I'm going to have him up to talk about that. And I also want to bounce this thought crime prevention bill off of Jim, see what his thoughts are on it. Let's see. Let me get right into this right now. The U.S. House of Representatives recently passed H.R. 1955, titled the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. This bill is one of the most blatant attacks against the Constitution yet and actually defines thought crimes as homegrown terrorism. If this bill is passed into law, folks, it will also establish a commission and a center of excellence to study and defeat so-called thought criminals. Unlike previous anti-terror legislation, this bill specifically targets the civilian population of the United States and uses vague language to define homegrown terrorism. Amazingly, 404 of our elected representatives from both the Democrat and the Republican parties voted in favor of this bill. So I guess that leaves little doubt that this bill is specifically targeting the growing patriot community that is demanding the restoration of the Constitution. You know, the definition of violent radicalization uses vague language to define the term of promoting any belief system that the government considers to be an extremist agenda. And since the bill doesn't specifically define what an extremist belief system is, it's entirely up to the interpretation of the government. Considering how much the government has done to destroy the Constitution, they could even define Ron Paul supporters as promoting an extremist belief system. Literally, the government, according to this definition, can define whatever they want as an extreme belief system. Essentially, they have defined violent radicalization as thought crime. This is serious, folks. I tell you, this is going to go through the Senate, and this is one of those things where we need to let our fingers do the walking, and we need to call our senators and tell them, do not vote for this bill. I'm not sure how much good that's going to do, but I'm going to tell you at this point, we must at least try. Violent radicalization, the term violent radicalization, means the process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. The definition of homegrown terrorism uses equally vague language to further define thought crime. The bill includes the planned use of force or violence as homegrown terrorism, which could be interpreted as thinking about using force or violence. Just thinking about it. Not only that, but the definition is so vaguely defined that petty crimes could even fall into the category of homegrown terrorism. The definition as defined in the bill is shown here. Homegrown terrorism. The term means the planned use or threatened use of force or violence by a group of individuals born, raised, or based or operating primarily within the United States or any possession of the United States to intimidate or coerce the United States government. We'll be back in three with my guest Jim Kerwin. Get his thoughts on it. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. Got a good show going today. Be right back.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to go to my guest in just a second, but I wanted to point one thing out, folks, particularly alarming in this bill. It mentions the Internet as a main source for terrorist propaganda. The bill even mentions streams in obvious reference to many of the Patriot and pro-Constitution Internet radio networks that have been formed. That is scary. Let's go to Jim Kerwin. Jim, you on?
Right here, Michael.
How you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm a little bit concerned. Have you had a chance to look at this H.R. 1955, Jim Kerwin?
Yes, I have. The reason I'm chuckling is to have a look at it is to marvel at the... apparently, the Congress can't read. And the First Amendment to the Constitution specifically states, Congress shall make no law regarding the abridgment of freedom of speech or the press or the rights of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That is about as clear as it gets. And apparently they can't read. You can't simply sit down and write a Star Chamber proceeding into the law without violating that First Amendment to the Constitution. It is a very disturbing development. What was it, 420-something to 6?
Well, you mean the people that voted for it? 404 of them, which they ought to be escorted out of office immediately. But, you know, as far as them paying any attention to the Constitution, they haven't done that for quite some time. You know, the biggest joke about this also is, you know, the violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism should not violate the constitutional rights of citizens. They've got that in there. However, the definition of the violent radicalization and homegrown terrorism as defined in 899A are themselves unconstitutional. So, you know, the question is raised, okay, if this bill is passed, let's see, what is the law that says any law that is passed that is, you know, that is repugnant to the Constitution isn't a law at all? So this ultimately, at least if we had a true Supreme Court, wouldn't stand up in the Supreme Court. But in essence, it would take years for it to be to get to the Supreme Court.
And in the meantime, an awful lot of things like this radio station might be gone.
Exactly. And it's not just this radio station. Yes, I'm concerned. All of us are concerned. But it's all of us out there, whether you're broadcasting via the radio, whether you're on an internet stream, whether you're out passing out documentation or you know, any kind of DVDs or anything that they could assess as being you know, terrorist propaganda, and we already know they've done that. We've had people arrested for having DVDs in their car. So, you know, I mean, this has got to stop. I mean, this is about ready to go into the Senate. Is that's right? Right,
yes.
Jim? It goes from the House to the Senate, and then it's going to go to George Bush's desk. I mean, we need to burn up the phone lines on this one. This is as important as the hate crimes legislation.
Well, listeners ought to be aware of one more thing that's kind of very interesting and just sort of surfaced that I sent out earlier today. It's been in circulation for a little while, but I hadn't seen it anywhere else. And that is that the U.S. House of Representatives, by a vote of 398-21, passed the Federal Shield Law for the first time ever in the United States that will protect journalists from being compelled to testify or to reveal sources in court. It's an overwhelming support of the bill, and it could indicate that the House is prepared to override the potential presidential veto. This was passed in order to bring federal law into compliance with a number of state laws that already exist. But the press shield law for the at the federal level has never been created until now. And this is the same House of Representatives that just voted the other way on thought crimes.
They make no sense. I know. Well, but you know, getting back to this this legislation here on the thought crimes, you know, and I don't watch TV, but I've been seeing a lot of the clips and so forth about, I mean, the mainstream people, Bill Maher and Glenn Beck, and I mean, all of these guys are obviously getting very scared. They're scared that their facade is going to fall because alternative media is getting very big. And there's more and more people that are waking up, and they are, you know, the old saying is that first they ignore you, then they ridicule you, then they fight you, then you win. And we're going into the fight stage now. I believe that, you know, these people have been putting pressure on Congress for quite some time to enact this legislation because, you know, Bill Maher was accosted in his audience with 9/11 truth hecklers last week. I mean, they were hecklers, right? And they were, I don't know, four or five of them in there. They were arrested, or you know, and ultimately the charges were dropped. The police let them go because they were violating their free speech. But at any rate, Glenn Beck is trying to tie the alternative networks into Timothy McVeigh types. He says that we scare the heck out of them because of this, you know, radical thought pattern that we have. And here, you know, on the heels of that, within days of that, this legislation is passed by Congress. So I believe that the mainstream media had something to do with it, at least putting the pressure on it.
Well, I learned another little piece of this morning over coffee. You will notice in the bill there's something called the Center for Excellence,
mm-hmm.
which is based in the academic community. And this has already been created to compromise through state governments, the student body governments of the various universities around the country. It's there specifically to stop protests and the levels of that throughout the nation. This has been in place for a few years now, and it also explains the lack of college campus participation in protests against the war. Unlike Vietnam, it's been relatively quiet throughout the Iraq War, both of them. And so it's interesting that they would choose such a body to be created inside that other institution, which is already insular, in the universities, to be the center for excellence of all things. Really a sly little move.
Yeah, they have they're putting together a 10-person committee, which is in essence a military tribunal. I mean, the way I read this, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I've been through this pretty thoroughly now, and I've gotten a couple other opinions, but this 10-person committee is basically going to be a military tribunal, and they are going to decide whether you are guilty of a thought crime. You have no rights, you have no due process, there's no Bill of Rights, there's no nothing. If they point a finger at you and they say, well, we think that you, are a terrorist, or we think that you, violent radicalization, you fall into that category, it's up to them.
What I couldn't find in there, Michael, was that I found the business about the 10 that make up the committee, but I didn't see how they plan to get from the committee level to actually charging anybody. And what the process would do sounded like a star chamber proceeding to me. And I that it's going to be held, and you're not going to even probably be aware, if you're charged, of what you're being charged with. But they have, that's the really scary part. We have set up this above and beyond committee of 10 to look into this and to hire these experts, and, by the way, to travel on military transports perform their functions. They say it's for financial reasons, but in reality, I think it has a lot more to do with the secrecy that automatically goes with flying on a government plane. So we were not privy to this in this legislation that I was able to find, at least, to what exactly the process would be. In other words, we understood from the McCarthy hearings what happens when the hearings were held. They were then charged with something, or at least accused of something. Maybe not formally charged, but this kind of thing is completely out of bounds. It seems to me like a foundation to create a police state mentality about them, to go around the courts, to skip all of the traditional things, despite what they say.
Well, about exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, it says that this committee is to examine and report upon the facts and causes of violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, ideologically based violence in the United States, including United States connections to non-United States persons and networks, and violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, and ideologically based violence in prison, individual, or lone wolf violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, and ideological-based violence, and other faces of the phenomena of violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, and ideologically-based violence, and that the commission considers important. What they're doing here is they are setting up a network by which they can, as I said, they can point a finger, pick and choose, selectively enforce, and disappear anybody that they wish, including you, me, anybody that's out there passing out
DVDs,
whatever.
Anybody. You don't have to be, particularly outspoken.
Anybody they don't like. Anybody that speaks out against the war. Anybody.
Well, trace it back to this cute little thing. Homeland Security developed something called a watch list, which was the expansion of the terrorist watch list, which existed before 9/11, that consisted of just 15 names. After 9/11... we now have 750,000 people on this list. It's not a watch list. It's become an enemies list, just like Richard Nixon developed in his fantasies from the Watergate days. And there is no way you can manage 775,000 potential terrorists in the United States. That's ludicrous. And again, it was another effort to go around the law, saying, well, these people are a threat. But yet when Homeland Security is questioned, or anybody that has anything to do with this idiot list, including the person who's the director, they have no answers. anything. They don't know why or how anybody got on the list. There's no way to get off the list.
There are many. All right, let's stop right there. We've got to take a break. We've got to take a break, Jim. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour with my weekly guest, Jim Kerwin. You know, Jim, talking about the 755,000 people that are on this ever-growing list, I mean, if you buy a ticket and you're on the list, do you get a refund from the airline?
No, actually you don't.
You don't? Oh, isn't that wonderful? So it adds insult to injury. I see.
Ticket, yeah.
You know, I was just thumbing through this article. I wasn't going to read the whole thing. It's a very well-penned article by Lee Rogers on this Thought Crimes Bill. But Section 899F, I mean, listen to this sentence. Protecting civil rights and civil liberties while preventing ideologically based violence and homegrown terrorism. Now, how do they intend to do that? If they're protecting...
No way.
I mean, this bill is totally insane.
Double speak.
It's insane. It's total insanity. And then you throw that into the mix with this, the shielding the press, you know, and which is totally opposite of what they're doing here. And you have to scratch your head and say, who are these people? What are they thinking? Do they know how to read? Okay. Do they know if you came and you asked them what Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution said, would they know? I mean, come on. You know,
they,
I mean,
they did one other thing, Michael. That's kind of interesting too. They, in an effort to justify their piece of legislation, they included in it Congress states in their findings that they should look at draconian police states like Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom as models to defeat homegrown terrorists. end of quote. But the point is that none of those countries have what we have. They don't have this constitution. They have laws, but they are free to override those laws. And we have seen the examples in Australia and Britain in the news frequently, and it's now starting to happen in Canada as well, where the government has taken much more police state, heavy-handed approach. The reason we have the First Amendment is so that that cannot happen. And then for this Congress to cite those people as the way to go is an effort to get around the Constitution that's supposed to govern their every action, not just this one, every action they take. Redress of grievances have been denied. Free speech in political events has been denied. Freedom of opinion, and now freedom of thought has been denied, according to this.
Oh, yeah, right. According to this. And, you know, it's they've got a complete parallel set of laws now. And really, the way I look at this, Jim, is that the Constitution itself is nothing more than an illusion. They want to maintain that illusion that we have rights until they decide.
But it's only an illusion, Michael. That is only an illusion if the public buys it. These guys are floating this crap to see if we will buy it. If they are in it, if they can't use their phones for a week, or their system gets literally flooded with email, they can't. That's not going to fly. They'll have to back down. Because you. But it takes the concerted effort of the public. I'm now doing exactly what they're trying to prevent. Which is, I'm disagreeing with them, and it's that they want to stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if they want to stop everybody that disagrees with them, mm-hmm. You know that 70% of the campaign contributions coming in on Ron Paul, I believe, on the internet, and I heard this quote today, and I'm not sure how close this is. It's coming from the military.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and in the polls. You know, there's over 70% of the American people as a whole that disagree with this war. Are they going to arrest
Michael, do not be surprised. The internet reaches into the military. It's there in Iraq. It's there in Afghanistan. They can do it on a break, okay? They can take a look. They're not completely unplugged. See, in other words, they're not in a vacuum. In the old days, they would have been prohibited from even the remotest possible exposure to this. But this being in the 21st century, they have email, and so they have access. And in many cases, I suppose it is attempted to be blocked. But they can if they want to know, and they have friends and family that know stuff and send it to them. So they're aware.
Right. But what I'm saying, overall, we've got better than 70% of the American people, military and non-military, who are not actively, but they are opposed to this occupation of Iraq. They're certainly opposed to going into Iran. What are they going to do? They're going to lock up 70% of the United States?
I mean,
Yeah, I mean, and you're right, and you touched on this very well. You know, they're throwing this crap out here to see if it flies. You know, this is not going to fly. And again, you know, I want to emphasize, you know, for the listening audience, we have got to get on the phones starting next week, and we've got to call our senators, and we have got to stop this bill because, you know, I'm a listener, just like the rest of the listening audience. I'm hooked on RBN. I am hooked on Patriot Radio. I got three or four emails. We had some problems with the website going down yesterday, Jim, and I'm getting all these emails from people saying, I need my fix. What's going on here? Fix it. And I'm the same way. Okay, what this bill means is the end of Patriot Radio, ultimately, and we cannot let this happen.
Right.
So this is why, I mean, this is very, very serious. But, you know, you're right. They've tossed this out here to see if it'll fly, to see if we'll buy it. Look at all the other stuff that they've tossed out that the American people have just laid down and bought it. They are so busy doing other things, they just don't care.
Well, hopefully we can make some changes to that.
Well,
concentrate.
Yeah. Now, listen, you had mentioned to me off the air last night, I talked to you for a minute, that you had you were writing another article. Did you finish that article?
No, unfortunately, the research on this took over that. So I'll have to go back another time. But the point of this particular one, and in fact it pushed that aside, is going to be about the First Amendment. That okay. needs to be up in flaming fluorescent.
Okay, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Jim Kerwin. Stick with us. We got more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Jim Kerwin. And Jim, you know, particularly alarming is that this bill mentions the internet as a main source for terrorist propaganda, and it even mentions streams in obvious reference to many of the Patriot and pro-Constitution internet radio networks that have been formed. You couple that with all of this hatred that's coming out from Glenn Beck and Bill Maher and tying the 9/11 truthers and the Patriot community, and Alex Jones, is they're pointing fingers at him, and what they're doing is trying to implant in the minds of the dumbed down public that we are terrorists. Now I mean, isn't it ironic that people that want their constitutional republic back, that have had it stripped out from under them, I mean, that they can pervert this and brand us as terrorists? I mean, that's just unconscionable to me.
Let me give you a couple of literal examples. In 2005, on May 25th, I wrote an article called "Our Criminal Justice System." And this is an example of how an awakened public can cause things to change. In the article, it says, "With the open and unanimous consent of the Senate on 5-10-05, liberty, the key to the whole idea of America, has been captured. With the implementation of the Real ID card and its fascistic dictates, We are becoming a nation in name only. This national ID card is not a proposal. It has been passed and signed, and no evidence of a public voice was ever heard from because there was no discussion. This card was designed for Homeland Security by the former East German Stasi chief, Marcus Wolf, a master of manipulation and intimidation, and Primakov, the former head of the KGB and the USSR. These two former spy chiefs, who really run our secret national interior spy service, Bush employed them specifically for what they brought from their communist states. Now they decide who lives and who dies in America. These men have not changed. They are who they are, and that's why Bush and the bandits hired them for Homeland Security. If these men appeared for work in the uniforms of their former states, the public would be outraged, and rightfully so. How is it that the radical right continues to decry communism, yet they have allowed Bush to employ top communist counterintelligence officers to oversee every facet of our lives? Many people still think they control their own lives, and to a degree their own deaths, but with the capture of freedom here, all that has changed. Our lives and deaths are about to be subjected to a medieval code that predetermines the correctness of any and all personal behavior. This series of edicts is contained on that strip on the back of every ID card, and this will be given the actions and conditions of existence for all Americans. The only bright spot is that it has been left to the states to pay billions for it, and most of the states are broke. If this is funded by either the feds or the states, then this is the end of our way of life, because this crime underpins everything now in the thoroughly corrupted criminal justice system. End of quote. That thing is under attack in something like 30 states, which is a pretty good deal. Homeland Security, this is my second point.
Okay, well, let me stop you there for a moment. Let's hold on to your second point. We've got a caller, and this is a special caller that is he's calling in with an announcement. It's Lieutenant Eric Schein, folks. So let's go to Lieutenant Eric Schein. He has an announcement for us. So, Lieutenant Schein, you with us?
Yeah, hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I guess I'm – hold on one sec. Sorry. Hold on, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was actually somebody else has posted this same bulletin, emergency bulletin. U.S. Coast Guard has always been a civil service under the Department of Transportation mm-hmm. up until the Patriot Act and Homeland Security were enacted. The Coast Guard moved into Homeland Security in 2003. It is now self-declaring itself to be a branch of the military. Its own officers come under the Uniform Code of Military Justice now. They are carrying on military tribunals under the Judge Advocate General Corps of civilians for civilian fines, civilian penalties, and civilian affairs, which is in stark contrast not only to the Constitution, but a string of U.S. Supreme Court law precedents, case precedents, set during the time of not only Korea but Vietnam. The most pivotal case being Reed versus Covert from 1954, where Hugo Justice Black said the civilians are supposed to be in charge of the military and not the military in charge of the civilians. And now the Coast Guard, which is also embroiled in a mess with the Coast Guard Academy, where they put nooses in some of the bags of some of the cadets, somebody did. Very
nooses?
Similar to they just like the Genesis 6 incident. They actually put some nooses in the bags of some black midshipmen or cadets at the academy. And Admiral Thad Allen, who's the commandant, it's important to note he's the head of this new quote-unquote branch of the military that is not part of the Department of Defense. It does not report to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It does not report to the Secretary of Defense. The commandant reports directly to the president. And they are using admiralty and general maritime law and admiralty situs to grab control and jurisdiction over things, to stuff them under Article 2 to enforce this military dictatorship, to where now they are fining fishermen $910,000, $2.4 million and more, seizing boats, preventing them from actually doing their job as fishermen. And you've seen what's happened with the fish coming in and fish products from the ocean and everything coming in from China. They're blocking our own seamen here in the United States and also captains of barges. They have one guy They actually took his license. He's a King's Pointer, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy, where I went to school. Took his license because he could not piss in a bottle in 3 hours as required by regulation. It took him 4 hours to do it because he's got some kind of a, you know, medical condition where just, you know, whether it's stage fright or whatever, he couldn't do it. He eventually did it, but since it wasn't within the prescribed 3 hours, they took his license and destroyed his life. They have another individual that's been trapped within these proceedings, which are military tribunals for the last 10 years. They started it under the civil service when the Coast Guard was still civil service under DOT, and now they've dragged him into these military tribunals. And these are military tribunals of civilians here in the United States, not abroad. And this has been going on for at least 4.5, 5 years that I know of and that I've been involved in. I'm in a little bit of a different situation because I'm a graduate of King's Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy, I have a naval commission and more. But they are saying that I am a civilian. They are prosecuting me as if I am a civilian. I had a hearing on October 23rd. And it was two Judge Advocate General Officer Corps military officers from the U.S. Coast Guard in uniform who were prosecuting me in a suit before a Judge Advocate General Administrative Law Judge who was a retired Lieutenant Commander from the Coast Guard.
Unbelievable.
Not surprising.
It
should be surprising. It should be surprising because that's the edge. They have gone over and we are now under military dictatorship, military rule, not martial law, and there's a difference. Martial law is a couple of days, couple of weeks. This is military rule, and it's been going on for years.
God.
And the curtain's now coming down, and people are starting to realize it. So let me ask you a quick question, Lieutenant Shine. The Coast Guard is fine. I mean, the fishermen, they go out and they get their crab. They go out and get their salmon or bat or whatever it is they're fishing for to bring it in to put it on the market. Are they seizing these and fining these fishermen because
they... Well, I'll give you an example. There's one individual, and I would give his name, but without, you know, approval from him, I don't want to give it. But we'll call him Glenn for now. Glenn caught some monkfish, and I don't know if they were out of season or not allowed in the area, and I think monkfish or angelfish or something or whatever, the same thing, it's a different name. He was had a permit for something else he was catching, and he caught these at the same time, and they're supposed to catch and release, you know, and not keep the fish. He had about 1,500 pounds that he had caught, you know, in within the other fish in his nets, I guess. And there's no regulation as to how quickly they have to, you know, throw them back, which, you know, the point of doing it is to try to keep them alive, throw them back into the environment and, you know, not affect the species. Because he had these on board when he got boarded and hadn't had a chance to throw them back in, they cited him for this. There's no regulation. They made it up. They cited him for a $910,000 fine.
Well,
and that's just one example.
Yeah, my question, I mean, are they doing this to, you know, cut down on the amount of fish being brought in domestically because China is shipping fish in here packaged, or is it, I mean, it's terrorism? I mean, they're just, you know, doing it because they can do it, or, you know?
Issues of civil defense and national security are integral to your right to work, your ability to work and earn a living, your right to pursue, you know, happiness, whatever, life,
and what they want,
liberty,
to
and the pursuit of happiness.
Right,
if you cannot provide for your family, then you cannot fight the issues of whether the Constitution is being dissolved, whether they're trying to dissolve the nation and steal its treasury assets, both public and private, whether they're trying to create the North American Union, issues of the NAFTA superhighway, RFID, issues that Catherine Albrecht and others bring up about the spy chip, and more. You cannot confront and combat these matters if you are poor or don't have any luxury of time to go ahead and become more or better informed about these issues and get together with others. They just passed a new law. It's something about thought crimes. I don't know if you guys have talked about
it. Oh, we're talking about that right now, Lieutenant Shine.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you see what's going on. I mean, they're really clamping down. And any patriot movement, you saw the woman that went up behind Condoleezza Rice with the hands painted red?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, she They escorted her out. I guess they did it in such a fashion where they didn't, you know, brutalize her or make an issue of it. The woman officer who took her out said, you know, please, come on, let's go, walked her out. But as soon after that, they went into the audience and started to lift up and lift out all of the Code Pink people that were there, just sitting there, hadn't done anything wrong, but it's guilt by association all of a sudden. In my proceeding on Tuesday, they had a Blackwater security officer there to protect the Coast Guard officers and to protect the judge who's ex-Coast Guard. The whole system is rigged. It's all Coast Guard, and it's a military tribunal where they're carrying on adjudication of civilian affairs. And that is as unconstitutional as you can get.
Well, we were just covering the fact that they have a complete set of new laws that parallel the Constitution, and the Constitution anymore is nothing more than an illusion. They want you to think that you have a Constitution, but they can pick, choose, and point anytime they want. And, you know, the Military Commissions Act, John Warner Defense Bill, all of this stuff that has been passed, plus this latest thing that's going through. I mean, we have no rights anymore.
In this proceeding on Tuesday, they tried to enforce the Alien and Seditions Act against me, read a bunch of items into the court document where I'd quote-unquote been a seditionist. They didn't say or use that term, but they were trying to say that I'm anti-government. And I said, no, I believe strongly, and I love my country, I love my republic, I love the Constitution, and I most importantly love the rule of law in opposition to the rule of men, as is going on here. There's transcripts coming out, 275 pages of this proceeding that should be out next week, and we're going to try to get them out to as many people as possible because it goes right to the issues in there of that being a military tribunal adjudicating. They're not saying that I'm a naval officer, that I went to Kings Point, or that I was a naval officer for the time that they're bringing charges against me. They're saying I'm a civilian. So that means that any and all other, and I'm probably better equipped than most people to protect and defend myself against this, but not alone, because I understand the UCMJ, I understand the Administrative Procedure Act, I understand the Constitution very well, I understand General Maritime and Admiralty Law. Most importantly, I understand that the Coast Guard was and has always been a branch of civil service, and the only time that it converts to a branch of military is when it comes under the Department of the Navy, within the Department of Defense, under the, you know, Secretary of Defense, in a declared war. This is not a declared war.
Jim, you were going to comment?
I was just going to say that Homeland Security can't exist outside the U.S. Constitution.
But
you know,
does.
That plus yeah. the over 1,000 presidential signings, the signing
well,
away
says,
the laws well, of the past, attempts to nullify the supposed laws that they comment on.
Yeah, but the executive branch did, Congress didn't create the Department of Homeland Security. Only agencies and departments can only be created by Congress. This was created by Executive Order Number 13228. And if you throw out the cornerstones or the bookends on that number, you have right in the middle as the cornerstone 322, which is the Yale Skull and Bones Lodge of Skull and Bones or whatever, the lodge at Yale of Skull and Bones.
Very interesting. Yeah, that's,
and that was created by executive order, not act of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
thanks, Lieutenant Shine. I did not know that.
Yeah, suspiciously coincidental, isn't it, Jim?
Yeah.
Can I throw one last thing real quick?
One last thing. Go ahead. Yeah, before the break. Go ahead, Lieutenant.
Ronald Reagan was knighted by the Queen. George Herbert Walker Bush was knighted by the Queen. It's a hereditary title. Our current president was knighted by the Queen. Alan Greenspan, Colin Powell, Henry Kissinger, all knighted by the Queen. Giuliani, knighted by the Queen. That is not a Nobel Peace Prize. It is for service to the Queen. And that is something that our forefathers forbade in both state and federal constitutions. They even said that no citizen could accept a title of nobility from a foreign nation except by act of Congress, and there is no act of Congress allowing that. And then Bill Clinton, he was also a Rhodes Scholar. You can say, well, he wasn't knighted by the Queen, at least. Cecil Rhodes is from England. He set up the De Beer Diamond Mines, was involved in that. He's now passed on. He set up the Rhodes Scholarship for Oxford University. That's where our former President Bill Clinton studied for 3 years in England.
Well, let me insert here. Bill Clinton claims to be a Rhodes Scholar, but he never finished. Okay.
Yeah, well.
Okay, but that's okay. I mean, you know, I get your point. Okay, right. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming on. I'll have to have you up on my show and go into some more detail about this, okay?
Peace, guys. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Lieutenant Schein.
All right.
Lieutenant Eric Schein, folks. Well, that was a handful, wasn't it, Jim?
Wow.
Huh?
Just wow.
I mean, really. I mean, the guy's, you know, the guy's right dead on, and he's, you know, up to speed on all this stuff. And I know he's going through. I've never had him up on my show, but I know Charles Giuliani's had him on, a couple other people, and he's going through quite a bit right now with this. You know, he was a lieutenant in the Coast Guard, and I have not really dug into, you know, done the research behind what's going on with him. But I know a lot of the listening audience.
I have some friends who were in the Coast Guard, and what he says makes perfect sense. That was the reason they went into the Coast Guard was because it was not specifically, unless it's a declared war, to be part of the Department of Defense. It was designed to be a semi-humanitarian aid to the sailors, to the shipping, to the coastal defense of the United States. But it had all these wonderful humanitarian gestures in it. It was a great service to be in if you had to do service. And back when we had the draft, people went there because of what it was. It was a very unique thing in the U.S. military, even quasi-military. And this is god-awful to have that happen the way it's happened. And to have that quietly done behind the scenes.
All right, we got to stop. Let me stop. Got to take a break. Be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest Jim Kerwin. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my weekly guest, Jim Kerwin. Short segment coming up at the top of the hour. Going to open the phone lines up in second hour. But, you know, Jim, He says that the Coast Guard is now a branch of the military that reports directly to the president. I mean, this is getting more Blackwater-ish by the moment, if you will. You know that?
Along with his comment about who was protecting the judge and who was protecting the people in court with Blackwater.
Yeah, yeah.
This is completely out of scale. There's no reason for that. That's why we have a military. And why can't the military protect the court? You know? They wanted to go in military, fine, but they actually did two crimes. You know, not only did they have the court charging ordinary citizens, which is a violation of law, civilian law, but on top of that, they had the court itself being guarded by a private army. This is ludicrous. you can't do that. But they're
well, doing it. Yeah, you can't do that, but they're doing it. They're stepping all over the law. It's obvious that they pay no. You know, when George Bush came out and said that the Constitution is nothing more than a GD piece of paper, he meant it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have no loyalty, no sovereignty to this nation. They're doing everything they can do to bring it down. This is, you know, this one caller that called in last week, and maybe it was you were there on the show when he started talking about the hogs. They're the hogs. They're our hijacked outlaw government. Okay, and that's exactly what it is. This is a military-industrial complex that has taken over this country. President Eisenhower warned us of it. John Kennedy warned us of it. And it is here. It's not on our doorstep. It is here. And it's going on right in plain sight. And all you have to do is open your eyes to see it. Now, you were going to make...
Remember how long he said this has been going on in the Coast Guard? I never heard a word about it. Years.
Four and a half years it's been going on. And we knew nothing about it. So that would take us back to about mid-2003, right? Let's see, 2003,
yeah. About the time the war started in Iraq.
And they're seizing, I mean, these guys that are out there, you know, and I've seen it, what's that movie that came out with George Clooney, you know, he was out crab fishing or something, I don't know. But at any rate, these guys are out just trying to make a living. They're out there trying to, you know, catch their sea bass or their crab or whatever, and they're being fined and having their catch seized. What's the reason for this? Why? I mean, Lieutenant Shine says to take down your livelihood so you cannot fight. He's got a good point. Is that,
well, look,
you know,
at what, look at what happened to the military might and the industrial might of the United States. I mean, when we went to war before, at the time we actually declared war in the Second World War, we had a mighty muscular war machine here. I mean, it was amazing, and everybody profited. When we went to war, I mean, it was a huge industry. They converted automobile plants to making tanks and bombers and bullets and guns. And it just went on and on. But now, we have none of that anymore. It's all gone. We can't produce the steel necessary to do the kinds of things that need to be done, so it's all outsourced. We completely reduced our capacity as a nation to sustain ourselves, and I think that this move against the fishermen is about reducing our ability to supply the food, in the case of fish, at least, to the American population.
Mm-hmm.
If they break the back of the fishermen who have, you know, generation upon generation of longevity in the field, then they will have accomplished something major. One more brick in the wall to keep us dependent.
Well, you know, it reminded me, and I thought about this. I had a caller that called in yesterday that was driving through Tennessee. He was a trucker. And he was challenging me because I was reading an article about George Bush posing as a Christian.
Yeah.
And he was basically siding with George Bush, and it just reminded me, this guy's on the road making a living for his family, really doesn't have time to do the research, so all he does on a Friday, Saturday night is probably sit down and watch TV. He listens to the propaganda, he absorbs it, and he believes it. And this is what we're fighting against. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour break. We'll be back at the second hour of The American Awakening. Michael Herzog with my guest Jim Kerwin. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. See you in two.
Nice, I'm not ready to back down.
With three.